up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
I'm going to show you that first, that death is not your friend. Secondly, you got something to say about when you leave. So I wanted to get all fear of death away from you so that you can put death on the shelf till you get ready to go. And you don't have to walk around here compromising life because you fear death. Man and gave him a soul. Soul is mind, will, emotions, intellect, and imagination. So man is now three parts, tripartite. He's spirit, soul, and body. Now, each one of these parts God is developing inside of man. In his soul, God said, listen, I'm gonna put you in this garden. Now, don't eat of that tree. Will is what God is exercising now. Because he's giving man a prohibition. Don't. Now it's up to man's will. It's up to your will. Now, what did Adam do? Adam violated that prohibition. And instead of not eating from it, Eve saw it, and the Bible says she was deceived. Deceived means deceived. It means you didn't know that you were wrong. So she saw it was good for food and so forth, and picking and gave it. Then it says it gave it to Adam who was with her. It didn't say down at Taco Bell. He said he was with Eve and ate of that ate of that tree. The Bible didn't say nothing about what kind of fruit it was. So when he did, he died. Now, did God tell him to eat of it or not eat of it? Did Adam eat of it?
Yes.
Notice, God will allow what you will allow. Now, he'll tell you what not to do, but he gave you a free will. Got it? All right. So a lot of people put stuff on God that God didn't do. Well, God allowed Adam to do that. He'll allow what you'll allow. Why? Because he made you like him, free.
Amen.
Okay? Now, so Adam sinned. Once Adam sinned, he said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. Two kinds of death right now. Physical death, spiritual death. Which death was God talking about in that verse?
Spiritual.
Spiritual. Once Adam sinned, spiritual death is to be separated from God. And if you're separated from God, you're separated from life. Got it? God, when he made the fish, called the fish out of the sea. When he made the plants, he called the plants out of the soil. Got it? Now, when he made you and me, he called us out of him. So if I separate the fish from the sea, it'll die. If I separate the plant from the soil, come on, it'll die. But if I separate you from God, got it? We all have to be connected to our source. So what happened? Because Adam sinned, mankind died. How many men died?
All.
Turn to Romans chapter 5 real quick now. I'm going to make a point here, and I want to make sure you get this, because I'm going to show you that first, that death is not your friend. Secondly, you got something to say about when you leave. So I wanted to get all fear of death away from you, so that you can put death on the shelf till you get ready to go. And you don't have to walk around here compromising life because you fear death.
Amen.
Ooh, I'm preaching good now. All right, look what it says here. Where did I tell you to turn? Romans, all right? Romans chapter 5. Look at verse 12, please. Wherefore, as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so that death passed upon how many men? All men. For that all have what? Sin. Notice, when Adam sinned, he was the federal head of the human race. Everybody was in him. He had the seed for the life of the human race. Once that seed got contaminated, every seed produces after its own kind. So what happened? Because he was now in sin or iniquity, because he had a spirit of death, because he had the nature of the Satan, now that nature passed to every man. Every man. You're not a sinner because of what you do. A sinner because of how you were born. So notice, he died instantly. That spiritual death took place, boom, just like that. Now notice, some 900 years later, what happened to his body? He died, because man was never supposed to die. We were supposed to live forever. The Bible says we are fearfully yet wonderfully made. The Bible systems now are so intricate, we're still trying to discover some things. The wisdom of God made that. Say amen to this. So what happened now? Here we are. Adam sinned. Sin passed to the whole human race. Now everybody. Cain slew Abel. Here comes murder. People lying. People cheating. So forth and so on. But God had a plan. It's called a plan of redemption. Redemption means I'm going to get you back. All right? Let's look at 1 Corinthians again, chapter 15. Verse 45. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was a living soul. The last Adam was made of what? Quickening spirit. All right? Why does he call him the last Adam? Because one, he typified the first Adam. He was the federal head of a new race. The Bible says any man that is in Christ, anybody that gets born again, is a new what? Creature. Look up that word creature in the Greek. It means new species of being or new race. Now realize that on the outside is what we see, but that's not the real us. When you leave this earth and they have a casket up here, they call it the what? Remains. Because that's what remained. You see, you gone, but that remains. And if you leave that on the ground long enough, it'll go back where? To the dust. Why? Because it wasn't nothing but dignified dirt to start with. You see what I'm saying? God molded us out of the dirt, but he made us and created us from himself. So the real you is up in that body looking at me out of them eyes right there. You got what I'm saying? So first Adam died spiritually. Then his body died because the body death is only a child of spiritual death. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now God is getting us back, so he starts getting us back. And here Jesus, comes. The Bible calls him the last Adam. Why? Because he's going to show you how the first Adam was supposed to act, because the Bible says that Jesus was obedient. I put something right there again, real quick. Let's go to Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our, what? Infirmities. But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet, come on, without sin. Now you see what I'm saying there? Jesus was tempted. Why was he tempted? Because the devil knew that Jesus could possibly sin. Why did he know that? Because Jesus came as a man. Got what I'm saying? Did Jesus sin?
No.
Nope. Didn't sin. Didn't sin. Oh, he lived a life perfect before God. Now, he's my role model. I say, he is my role model. You got what I'm saying? And sometimes we get the Bible and we look at David's life. Well, you know, David fell into adultery. Well, why don't you go over to Joseph?
Come on. Come on. Right now.
Because when Mrs. Potiphar came at Joseph and started making eyes at him and say, hey there, big man, you know, hey, you and me. He said, uh-uh. The Bible says she even snatched his coat. But the Bible says flee. Now, see, I'm preaching all kind of messages today now. See, they pick out David that he was weak, but pick out Joseph because he wasn't weak. Say amen to that. Why don't they preach Joseph? Amen. You ought to be like me, be a one-woman man. Come on now. Now I'm talking to somebody, not even. Amen. Well, what am I saying? I'm saying Jesus was tempted. Now in Jesus' life, he was tempted all the way to the grave. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he sweat drops of blood. Why? Because he didn't want to die. Not physical death. Spiritual death. He never wanted to be what? Separated from the Father. Never. He said, Lord, if there be any way, let this cup pass from me. Then he gave in, said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. So he paid the price for us. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 2, please. Hebrews chapter 2. Look at verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might destroy him that had, underline had, the power of death, that is the who? Devil. Who had the power of death? The devil. And deliver them who through what of death? Fear of death were all their what? Lifetime subject to bondage. Now what did we do? We feared death. We feared death. Oh, I don't like to fly. Why? I fear flying. No, you don't. You fear dying. And fearing of death had brought us into bondage. And so what I'm telling you, folks, when you know that you can't die, you'll get a new level of boldness inside of you. Now, somebody said, well, wait a minute. Now, everybody got a time. That's true. But let's see what the scripture says about time. Turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. Everybody got a time. I want you to see this now, because we've been letting the devil get away with stuff because he's been throwing his rock and hiding his hand and telling you that the Lord took them. No, no. Wait a minute. I'm going to correct your theology. Now, listen, I'm not doing that to condemn anybody. I'm doing that to wake up the church. We don't want the devil to take any more than he's taken already. Say amen to that. I know they're in heaven with the Lord, but they could have lived a longer life. Now, you stay with me, because I preached the funeral yesterday, and I'm telling you, after I finished preaching what I preached and showed them some things in Scripture, everybody wanted to be saved. Praise God. I even took them, and then God said, I want you to preach heaven. I said, okay, well, show it to me, Lord. He took me over to the book of Revelation, and I saw in the book of Revelation that the city that's coming down out of Jerusalem, the city that we're going to live in forever, is 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, and 1,500 miles high. That's an aggregate of 6,000 miles. And then I saw in that scripture, or 4,500 miles, and I saw in that scripture that the cities are paved with gold. The streets are lined with gold. They are gold. So we're going to be walking on gold streets. And I saw in that scripture where the gates are pearls. How big are the oysters up there? The gates are pearl. Then I saw that all around the walls are diamonds and all kinds of precious jewels. Folks, we're going to be surrounded by bling bling. I mean, we're going to be surrounded. We're going to be surrounded. Folks, come on now. You ain't gonna need no Commonwealth Edison. The Bible says the Lamb is gonna be the light. The light's gonna be 24 hours a day. Then I saw in the scriptures that we're gonna live in that city, and the Bible said there'll be no more death. Nobody is gonna have to die. No more funerals. Then it says no more sorrow, no more pain, no more my arthritis is killing me. No more of that. And everything gonna be made new. That means means my clothes gonna be new. My shoes gonna be new. Come on, your hairdo gonna be new. Everything's gonna be new. I'm saying here that God has a place prepared for us. Say amen to that. And the Bible says when we leave this earth, the sting has been taken out of death. That death has lost its sting. You see, when you're ready to go, you can step out of that body. I'm talking about the Bible says you can just step. And it said, watch this, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So when I step out of that body, I step right into Jesus' presence. Praise God to hey! One more point. Verse 27 of Hebrews chapter 9. See, the devil got us fearing death. You know why? He made it a morbid subject. He made it something that you couldn't explain. Not naturally, you can't. But biblically, you can. And oh, we've gone to funerals. Thank God for the fact that we reverence those who have gone on. But listen what they say. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. I'm talking about the child is 9 years old. The Lord has taken away. Folks, wait a minute. That was quoted out of the book of Job. It's truly stated, but it's not a statement of truth. It's not a statement of truth. Now, how do I know that? In Job chapter 3, it says, Job said, the thing that I feared most has come upon me. What does the devil try to do with fear? He opens a door to his attack. The way we keep him out is keep up the shield of faith. Say amen to this. Now, listen now. The only thing I'm trying to do is enlighten us. Because the devil has done too much to the body of Christ or to people's lives, and we want to tell the truth. Amen. Jesus preached the truth, and they wanted to kill him. Why? Because it built up their denominations and religions off of some tradition that somebody preached. Now, I'm just telling you right now that it's appointed to every man once to die, and then what? The judgment. So every one of us has got to die. But we can make the appointment. Now, wait a minute. Now, don't look at me strange. The Bible says in Psalm 91, with long life. Oh, Lord, y'all looking at y'all winking and blinking now. Come on back to Psalm 91 real quick. Now, I'm saying that because the enemy will tell you you're getting out on the expressway. Well, something's going to happen to you. The enemy will tell you you're getting up and going on an airplane. Well, I sure hope the Taliban don't come. The enemy will tell you, see, and you got to stop that. Because the Bible says in Psalm 103 or 105 or 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You got to say something. When the three Hebrews were about to be thrown in the fire, what did they say? The Lord that we serve, he's going to deliver us. Come on, you got to say something. When Jesus walked into Jairus' house and Jairus' 12-year-old daughter was dead, Jesus said, she's not dead, she's just what? Sleep. Then he went in there and did what to her? Raised her up. I'm here to tell you, you got to say something. The Bible says, you declare that he shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I'm here to tell you, God has given us some dominion in this earth. We are not somebody just struggling in this earth looking to hopefully get to the end. Nuh-uh, we don't need to struggle like that. We can rise up in the authority that God has given us. Where have I got you now? Psalm 91. No. Don't think God indiscriminately kills people. That's not true. That's not true. You have a free will. When Jesus was on the cross, did they kill him? Nope. He gave up the ghost. Go back in Abraham's life. Did they kill him? Nope. Did he die sick? Cataract? Comatose? No. How about Moses? How old was he? 120 years old. What was the condition? His eyes were not dim. Come on. Natural forces were not abated. That means he was kicking. But what did God tell him to do? Want to go up there and give up his ghost. Moses did exactly what God said. He was plain and healthy. Folks, the power of the will is so powerful. And you feel that you've done it all, done all you're supposed to do, and ready to leave, you can step out. That's how powerful it is. But the devil is not going to be a grim reaper and come in your room one night and kill you. Because you've been redeemed. You've been redeemed. What did I tell you? Let's just finish with this. Lord, have mercy. I'm glad I'm saved. See, I didn't know all of this. I told you what I did. I had a close friend when I first got saved. I was up at the church in Evanston, and I told the Lord, this sister, her daughter was sick. And I said this. I said, Lord, don't let this sickness come on her. I'll take it. Now, I was sincere, but I was sincerely wrong. Who do you think put sickness on me? Devil tried to kill me. Open the door to him. Book of Job. Go back and look at Job and see who attacked Job's children. See who attacked Job's business. It wasn't the Lord. Well, the Lord allowed it. He'll allow what you'll allow. The only way we allow it, folks, is because we don't know no better. And the devil's job is to keep the church ignorant. Keep somebody from preaching to you what I'm preaching to you right now. Psalm 91, look at verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high because he has known my name. That's you. He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and what? Honor him. With long life, what will I do? I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let me just finish up with this. What did Jesus do? Jesus hung on the cross. Now, just nailing him to the cross did not pay for your sin. That didn't pay for your sin. The punishment for Adam's transgression was eternal death. Jesus, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, went to hell. H-E-double-two hockey sticks. Okay? He went to hell. And he paid the price for your sins and mine. Say amen to that. Now, that includes your being condemned about if you've lost a loved one or something like that. Don't you be condemned about that. All of us have lost something. Why? Because the devil got into our lives because we didn't have light. But now you're getting light. Say amen to this. So what happened? Jesus went to hell 3 days and three nights. Now, Confucius died and he's still dead. Buddha died and he's still dead. But Jesus, come on now. He came up. And guess this? He showed himself alive. He told them to look at his hands. Same hand. They look at the nails. I'm the same one that hung there. So not only did he get up from the grave and defeat the devil, took back everything he stole from Adam, watch this, went back through the tomb, slipped on that suit called a body. Then Mary tried to touch him. He said, touch me not. I've not yet ascended my father and your father. Why? Because now he's functioning as a high priest. In the Old Testament, the high priest would prepare himself and nobody could touch him until he went into the Holy of Holies before God. Jesus was going into the Holy of Holies of heaven. And guess what? He had the blood. What was the blood? Proof that the price had been paid. He's alive right now.
How would you live your life if you had no fear of death? Dr. Bill Winston will show you the power of living your life free from the fear of death with this dynamic series entitled Redeemed from Death.
Death is not from God. Death is not a friend of God's. It's not a friend of Jesus's. And it shouldn't be a friend of yours.
Order Redeemed from Death by Dr. Bill Winston, and you'll learn the true meaning of death, how death entered the earth, how to identify your spiritual father, why you can believe God for a long life, and much more.
There is an appointment that you can make with death. During this teaching, I'm going to show you how to put death in storage until you get ready for it.
To order your copy of Redeemed from Death, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Born Again and Spirit-Filled is a biblically based book where Pastor Winston outlines God's purpose and plan for your life. Learn who the Holy Spirit is and His importance in your life. Jesus said, "Don't you leave until you have been endued with power." Call 1-800-711-9327 for your free copy of Born Again and Spirit-Filled and begin to walk in the power that God has given you today.
When you were born again, you became a child of God, a new creation, a race of kings. You were made to rule and reign. In his new book, Training for Reigning, Dr. Bill Winston will show you how to release the power of the potential that God has placed in you. In this book, you will learn how to expect more from yourself than you did in the past. How to achieve victory by declaring the outcome before the fight begins. Why righteousness is the key to reigning, and much more. God put us in right standing with Himself so that we can reign as kings in life. That's the potential inside you. It's time to expose who you really are and who God really is. To order your copy of Training for Reigning, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at billwinston.org. Get ready to experience how to reign in life through Jesus Christ, our King. Order this power-packed book, Training for Reigning, today.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to take the uncompromised Word of God to the whole world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over this world system. Connect with us online at billwinston.org. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.